Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Thurman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bobby Hoffman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin. Temple reaches second base with a double. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Temple scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hoffman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thurman for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn bunts towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Post moves to third. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. the Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hoffman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McMillan for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Nuxhall hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Nuxhall covering, for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Westrum hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-0 in the game. Hearn hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Klusowski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Post hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin. Post reaches second base with a double. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive towards right. Post catches it and throws to first to double up Dark. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards first. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0 for 2 in the game. Nuxhall hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thurman, who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a pop-up into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman is hit by the pitch. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Catt now catching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hoffman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Temple for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 3 in the game. Burgess strikes out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gardner pinch hits for Jim Hearn. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner strikes out. One out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Windy McCall now pitching. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Post hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Post reaches third base with a triple. Stan Paulas pinch hits for Bob Thurman. Stan Paulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paulas hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Post tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Reds. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Reds. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-3 in the game. Nuxhall hits a pop-up towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Stan Paul is now playing left field. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Paul is settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Windy McCall. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.